As I find myself in a new place in life, and I realize that there is nothing really unique about that, as many people in their life journeys find themselves in a place that they may never have been in before. And I'm speaking of not only physically or geographically, but also psychologically and emotionally and even spiritually. But that is about as metaphysical as I want to get this morning. I will say that for me, the past few months have been, it has been a time of a lot of change. There have been a lot of ups and downs. There have been a lot of changes that I have not necessarily been prepared for. The recognition that I don't necessarily always have to be prepared for every contingency or every eventuality has been something that has been resonating with me more and more just even over the past few weeks. My dear teacher many years ago always said, and it really is a pointer to something that is that I found to be incredibly healing. He would always say, live when you have questions, when you don't know. And I would even take this as far, at least for me, this is also not, you know, when I'm in a position where I don't know something, not only do I not know something, but I also may have questions about what I am supposed to do. And I realize in some cases there are clearly, there's moral undertones into what is right in terms of not harming other people and treating other people with respect. I also realize in emergency situations or situations that are very dire that require decisive things to be done. But I'm speaking more along the lines of just finding myself in the midst of my life journey, waking up and experiencing a new day and having a whole day in front of me and realizing that I may not necessarily know for sure what is the best thing to do, how to go about accomplishing what it is that needs to be accomplished that is quite different from any time in my life before now. And there's some frame of reference, but then again, in some ways, there's not. And the more that I think about what he spoke, he always said to live in the question, that there's not necessarily, and I realize this is up to each individual person. I'm not advocating or saying that it's right or someone else must live in the question in the absence of an answer. And really, he went even further to speak about not even needing to have an answer. That is the most important thing I want to speak about today, is that while I am in a place in life where I don't have answers to all of the questions, where I'm not 100% sure what is the right next step, that at least I am taking the next step and living in that not knowing. And what I have found, or how I have found mindfulness practice to be so beneficial and so healing and so effective in helping empower me and enable me to be able to cope more effectively, is that I recognize that so much of my need to know, so much of that deep need, that nagging need for an answer, and that I feel like I can't really proceed forward in my life until I have that answer, that those are all thoughts. And not only are they thoughts, but then the next step I find almost always happens, and that is when I'm busy thinking something and I'm busy believing whatever it is that I'm thinking about something, ultimately, in many cases for me, and I've spoken to many other people about this, that recurring thoughts that I give time and energy to eventually become beliefs. And when I am clinging to those beliefs, it really limits my ability to just be in life wherever I find myself, however I find myself. And the past several weeks, I have found myself in a place where I have been struggling a little bit, trying to find the answer and being a little bit uneasy and unsure and uncertain when I don't really have all of the answers to all the questions about what is it that I am supposed to be doing and how I'm supposed to be doing it and what are the next steps for me to take. And I know I've spoken recently just about living a life not being afraid to make mistakes. Now, I clearly don't want to be careless. I don't want to be checked out, so to speak, and just going through the motions of life. But there is really what I would refer to as a sweet spot that I have. Now, I can't necessarily try to find this because it's right here. There's nowhere for me to go to find it. And that sweet spot, if there is one, is ultimately me just being open to being however I am, whoever I am in any given moment, and trusting. And that is something that I was never really available to tune into, was my own truth. I was never able to hear my own truth. And it wasn't so much that it's even my own truth. It's not mine. It's just, this is what's coming up in my heart, what's coming up in my soul, what's coming up in my spirit. And that those things actually really, I have found, cannot be accessed by the mind, by the rational thinking mind. And the more that I have allowed myself to let go, and this is only in situations where thinking is not required. I recognize that there are certainly times when plans need to be made. There needs to be some logical or logistical thinking. But I'm speaking more along the lines of just everyday life. And for me, so much of life feels like it is, and I don't even want to get wrapped up in believing that it is called everyday life, but that's really what it is. It's just the moments are passing, things are happening, there is no emergency, it's just simply life happening and unfolding however it does. The only way that I can't stop thinking, I can't force myself to stop trying to think my way into what the answer is or what the right answer is to these questions that I am learning to live with. And not only to live with the questions, but as my teacher said, to live in the question, to actually experience life where not everything is known. And in some cases, nothing is known. And that it's actually okay, that it's safe for me to actually be in that place where I just actually trust my own instincts. I trust my gut, so to speak, that somehow there is this creative response to situations that I find myself in as a result of living day-to-day life. These are not things that I have found to be accessible to me, and there's nothing special or unique about me. I have come across so many people in my life journey who I see living this way, who I actually see being open and trusting their own instincts. Their hearts are open, their minds are open, and they are not lost somewhere else actually thinking about what is the right thing to do. And if this is not the situation that they want to be in, getting wrapped up in trying to somehow optimize the situation and to re-engineer the situation. And so much of this, for me, has been getting caught up in thoughts. I'm making judgments about what needs to be different, how it needs to be better than it actually is. That somehow I believe that I know, that it can be better. And it's not to say in some cases, obviously in certain situations in life, can be better. But I know when I am the person very busy behind the scenes trying to re-engineer all that and trying to choreograph the dance steps, so to speak, to get it that way, that I'm struggling because I think that I know the answer to the question. And if I really get wrapped up in believing that I'm the person that has the answer to some of these questions in life, when I have let go, I've been able to find out that there isn't always answers. There is not a clear, decisive answer sometimes. That it's all I really have to do. There's no specialized method for this. There's nothing that I need to write down on a piece of paper to kind of map out what it is I need to do and not do so that I am not so wrapped up in thinking about these things. It all comes back to a very, very simple but incredibly powerful practice. And that is just to recognize that I'm thinking and to pay attention to the thoughts, not to wrestle with them, not to change them, not to control them, and not even to like them or dislike them. Because the moment that I find myself liking or disliking what I'm thinking or judging what I'm thinking or wanting to replace or change my thinking, then though that's all just based in thought as well. And when I believe that I know what I should be thinking versus what I should not be thinking or what I want to be believing or not to be believing, these are all things that are based in thought. And I can't stop the brain from thinking. I can't stop this process. So all I really want to do is to be, just be available. And even if it doesn't feel good, and there are times where clearly I'm really lost in thought, I'm really lost in reactivity. So, you know, I'm reacting to something that is external to me, whether it's someone or something or some situation, that the less that I assume that I know, I find that I can be more open, that I can just simply pay attention to what is actually going on right here and right now. I don't know if this is something that we come into this human life equipped with the natural inclination to do so. I know that I've certainly seen babies and small children that it appears that there is just this sense of you feel this energy of being. I can't say for sure whether they are wrapped up or lost in thought or not. There's no way for me to know. But to me, it is something a little more about being open to being a little more childlike. Because if I feel like it's important for me to grow up, these are only thoughts and beliefs that somehow I always have to be grown up. Now, I do recognize part of quote-unquote being grown up is to, yes, I do want to be responsible. I do have responsibilities to discharge. There are things that I know I need to do. I don't have to think or even get caught up in analyzing whether it's right or wrong. There are some things that are just known. But it is all the gray area of life, and I find that there is a lot of gray area, and there has been throughout this entire life journey. That's all I can do is speak from my own experiences. But when I can just trust, even when I have no reason to trust, when I can relax my body and relax my mind, I actually have become familiar with another teacher who actually spoke about and taught about just relaxing the brain. And when I first heard that, I immediately wondered, how do you even do that? How does that even work? And it is a very simple practice. And after learning some more about it, it really is to me is very closely related to mindfulness practice. In other words, for me to relax my brain, if it is in fact possible, and I don't know whether it is or not, but I'm open to it, that the first thing, there's no way that I can relax my brain or my mind if I am busy believing what I'm thinking about what I'm feeling. And if I am really identifying as the person who I believe that I am because I'm busy thinking that, then of course there's going to be no room for that openness. There's going to be no way for me to allow my mind and my brain, or the body, mind, and the brain to relax. I know a lot of this starts in the brain, and ultimately I can find that if I'm really contracted in terms of my thinking, if I'm really defending myself and really closed off in my thinking and reactivity, that ultimately will translate into what kind of a stance I take with my body, whether I recognize it or even realize it or not. So as I have continued to practice mindfulness, there has been this opportunity to also want, and I find to a certain degree that there is a natural relaxing of the brain and of the mind, or at least this is what it feels like. I don't know physiologically what that would look like on a brain scan, whether that is in fact really even something that is medically or physiologically possible. But even if it isn't, I recognize that there is just this sensation of loosening, this tightness that I feel in my head when I'm really wrapped up in giving time and energy to these thoughts. And it ultimately just leads to more openness. I'm certainly not advocating this to anyone else to practicing this. I don't really even know enough about it to even really speak about it with any authority. But I have experienced if something that feels like that, and it's only when I have continued to practice mindfulness, continued to pay attention to that one place where there is so much that affects my stance towards life and my demeanor and my my emotional responses to this life, are this place where this thinking occurs. And I don't even really understand what causes thinking. I don't even really need to know what causes thinking. I just know that as a human being, at least from my own experience, that it just simply happens. And all I really want to do and all I really have done for a long time is to continue. And I'm not saying that I don't get lost in thoughts, because I clearly do. I have not transcended that at all. I have not risen above that. But what has happened is there has been this self-love and this unconditional self-love to when I catch myself in the act of getting really, really caught up in thinking or in any beliefs or any needs to know the answers to these questions that plague me, that disturb me to a certain degree and make me uneasy and uncertain, that it is really about just being here. It is really about being here. And part of what I find being here is not being able to have all the answers and learning to be at peace with not having all the answers. And really, the same teacher spoke about how just it is possible to live in what he referred to as not knowing and just being established, or becoming established in being. And that's really what I feel like I sense that I am speaking of here. I can't know that for sure, but that is really what it has felt like for me. And when there's been so many things in my life that I don't have answers for, and I get up every day and find myself taking actions and doing what seems like what is best in any given situation, I realize that I can become paralyzed. And I've had a few times over the past several weeks, as things have changed in my life, that when I allow myself to give into these thoughts and give time and energy to these thoughts of being overwhelmed because somehow I'm afraid to move forward, or I want to retreat from life if I don't know the answer to the questions, if I don't know for sure what is the next thing, the next best thing for me to do. But I know that as a human being, I'm certainly, and there's nothing special or unique about me, but that I'm capable of moving forward. And I find that everyone is, but it's not up to me to tell people that they are or not. But that there is this human capability, this human resilience, and this ability and strength to be able to move forward, to put one foot in front of the other, even if the answer is not known. And I'm certainly not saying that it is not right to seek the answer or to research and try to find an answer. I just know that if that answer is not available to me, and if I'm struggling to find it, then I'm not really here. I'm somewhere else trying to find information that I may or may not ever really have. And once I have it, I may not know if it's the right information. The answer that I think that I have, and I emphasize that word think, because I can get really wrapped up in believing that something is the answer to the question, and I really sometimes never know for sure. So I can just simply relax my stance, relax my posture, allow my mind to relax, and just be here and be present, and not be afraid to take the next step, even if it's a mistake, even if it is not the quote-unquote right thing to do. I don't want to do that and harm someone or myself, but there's so many things in life where, as I spoke of that gray area, there's just no way to know. And if I can just allow myself to not get caught up in thinking, and part of that searching for that answer is based in thinking and in beliefs that I'm the person who does not have the answer, that I can just relax and be who I am and not be afraid to do what comes naturally. And to not be afraid to look silly or to look foolish when it ends up being the wrong thing. There is something I found very healing, very, very meaningful in just taking that step and not being afraid. It's easier. I know it's easier said than done. And I don't always do it. I don't know if I ever always will. But every time I do find myself taking that step when I don't know for sure, that there really is, that it builds more trust within me, that I can trust my own instincts. I can trust my own compass. I can find what I've heard referred to as my own true north, and not what I believe is my true north or what I believe is my truth, but what I actually experience through being the truth. And I can only do that when I am not busy wrapped up in thinking and informing beliefs about what I feel like is right and wrong. And this is just speaking in the gray area of life. And without mindfulness practice, without returning back over and over and over again, it feels like a million times, to just simply paying attention and re-recognizing that here I am and I'm thinking again. Here I am and I'm wrapped up in beliefs about something. Here I am again in judgment about things. Here I am again in reactivity. And it's not to beat myself up or make myself feel badly about myself. It's just to recognize my own humanness. And then I can let go of the need to judge myself or feel shame or feel badly because I'm human. And sometimes I'm going to, quote unquote, take my eye off the ball. I'm not going to be aware that I'm not really aware that I am caught up in my thinking. So that is really where I have found myself. I have no idea in a lot of these cases whether I am heading in the right direction or not, but I'm just simply trusting. I'm just breathing in and out, returning back to my center, back to my heart, and returning back home to that place where I can just be aware of what is going on in my brain and in my body mind. And that's where I will, if there is peace, if there is joy, if there is meaning, and this sense of being connected with everyone else, this is where it will be. I don't want to try to find it. I don't want to try to manufacture it. But when I relax and let go and trust and still not be afraid to act when things call for action or to take a chance and not know for sure what the outcome will be, this is where I find this joy and this meaning and this healing. And ultimately, it's not somewhere outside of me. I know that it all, that's why I keep returning back to this practice, because I know all these things are within me and I've sensed that they're all within everyone. It's not a belief. I'm not here to say whether that's true for everyone or not, but I have encountered so many people in my life that I have experienced this with, that I know that it is ultimately something that is part of the human experience, and it is available to everyone. But I can only experience that and touch that if I am not busy believing everything that I'm thinking about what I'm feeling.